All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to start off with a big one this Friday night in the Pac-12 North, as you have the 7th-ranked Stanford Cardinal traveling to Seattle to take on the 10th-ranked Washington Huskies. Now, Stanford is 2-0 in Pac-12 play. They had that big come-from-behind victory on the road this past Saturday, against the UCLA Bruins, and they are traveling to take on a very improved Washington team under head coach Chris Peterson. Now, you look at the quarterback play for Stanford with Ryan Burns, and he is really picking it up, and that is only going to complement the playmaking ability of running back Christian McCaffrey, who is one of the front runners to win the Heisman Trophy. And you figure this Washington defense, they are going to be on their toes for 60 minutes in the attempt to stop McCaffrey. On the flip side, you look at this Washington offense under quarterback Jake Browning and wide receiver Miles Gaskin, and they are going to give this Stanford defense all that they can handle. I think the atmosphere is going to be very electric in Seattle this Friday night, and I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 30-24. Now, moving on to Saturday in the Big 12 Conference, you have the 22nd-ranked Texas Longhorns traveling to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Sooners. Now, both of these clubs lost their last respective games. You go back to nearly 2 weeks ago, where Texas lost a heartbreaker on the road to California, while Oklahoma State lost on the road this past Saturday to Baylor, and both of them are looking to rebound. This is the Big 12 Conference opener for Texas, and I think their game plan offensively is not going to change as you look at the throwing ability of quarterback Shane Buechel and the running ability of quarterback Tyrone Swoops, along with the running ability of Chris Warren, which is going to keep the Longhorns in this game. You look at Oklahoma State's offense led by quarterback Mason Rudolph and this Texas defense, which has been getting lit up early on in the college football season, will have to contend with wide receiver James Washington. Now, the Longhorns defensively do have 11 sacks, but they have to find a way to make more plays and get more active defensively. And I think the week off helped them. And thus, I'm going to take Texas on the road in this one by the score of 38-31. Now, in the ACC, you have the 14th-ranked Miami Hurricanes traveling to Atlanta and Bobby Dodd Stadium to take on the 3-1 Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. This is the first ACC conference game for Mark Richt as the head football coach at Miami. He knows a thing or two about disappointing the people at Georgia Tech from his time at Georgia, and he wants to keep that trend going. I look at Miami quarterback Brad Kaya and running back Mark Walton as keys in this game for Miami, along with their defensive unit that already has 12 team sacks. That is important because this Miami defense must find a way to stop this Georgia Tech triple option attack, especially on first and second downs. This way you can keep the Yellow Jackets behind the chains and in third and long situations and force them to pass the football, which is something that they are unaccustomed to. Thus, I'm going to take Miami on the road in this one by the score of 31-20. Now, a big one in the Southeastern Conference, as you have the 11th-ranked Tennessee Volunteers traveling to Athens to take on the 3-1 Georgia Bulldogs. Now, Tennessee won their first conference game last week at home against Florida, and they have made their theme basically so far this year of coming back after slow first half starts. Now, this is their first true road test, and it's their first game outside of the state of Tennessee this year. And you look at quarterback Josh Dobbs. Are you going to get the first half Josh Dobbs, or are you going to get the second half Josh Dobbs? And I think for Tennessee to go on the road this Saturday and get the victory over Georgia, they're going to need a complete effort from Josh Dobbs for 60 minutes. You also look at the play of running back Jalen Hurd for Tennessee, and he is going to be big in this contest as well. Now, on the flip side for Georgia, they were taken behind the woodshed last week on the road at Ole Miss, and I think this team has to rebound, and this is going to be the first big test for Kirby Smart as Georgia's head coach, because how is he going to get this team back on track after they were embarrassed last week on the road. I think it's simple. A big-time game plan to run the football with running back Nick Chubb to ease things up for quarterback Jacob Eason and wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. This Georgia defense already is very opportunistic as they have 6 interceptions, and I think they're going to try to come after Dobbs in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Bulldogs at home by the score of 30-27. Now, another key one in the ACC is you have the 3-1 North Carolina Tar Heels traveling to Tallahassee to take on the 12th-ranked Florida State Seminoles. Now, Florida State comes into this game with a record of 3-1, just like North Carolina. However, Carolina is 1-0 in the ACC, while Florida State is 0-1. And, of course, Florida State was embarrassed by Louisville recently. So you look at Florida State, they're looking to get back on track with their quarterback D.D. Francois and running back Dalvin Cook. But I look at this Noles defense, and they have to step up, led by defensive lineman DeMarcus Walker, who already has 5.5 sacks this season. And then, of course, DB Tavarius McFadden, who already has 3 picks. North Carolina is not going to be a pushover. Remember, this team made the ACC championship game last year, and they have another good team under head coach Larry Fedora. You look at the quarterback play of Mitch Trubisky, along with the running ability of Elijah Hood, and don't underestimate Ryan Switzer at wide receiver. North Carolina will not be a pushover in this game, but I think Florida State will rebound after their embarrassment to Louisville. Thus, I'm going to take the Noles at home in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, in the Big Ten, a big-time matchup right here, and it could be the prelude to the Big Ten championship game in December, as you have the 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to Ann Arbor to take on the 4th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. And, of course, Wisconsin had a big road upset last week within the state of Michigan as they knocked off the Michigan State Spartans, and they're looking to do it 2 weeks in a row in that state. You look at the quarterback play for Wisconsin and the youngster Alex Hornibrook, who has really stepped up. He's becoming more of a game manager, and I think he's somebody that Paul Chryst, Wisconsin's head coach, really trusts. And you also look at the running ability of running back Jazz Peavy. That's going to be important in this game as they have to out-physical Michigan at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be interesting to see if Wisconsin is going to be up for the challenge. Speaking of trying to out-physical Michigan, you look at the playmaking ability of linebacker T.J. Watt on the defensive side of the ball for the Badgers. He already has 4.5 sacks in this game, and he is going to have a big impact if Wisconsin is going to go to the Big House and get the win. Now, Michigan, they've been moving along like a well-oiled machine under head coach Jim Harbaugh. You look at the quarterback play of Wilson Spaeth, along with the running ability of Devion Smith. And this Michigan defense, they are physical, and they know how to get after opponents, as they already have 17 team sacks this season. I think this is going to be an old-school, smash-mouth, Big Ten caliber type game, and I'm going to take Michigan at home in this one by the score of 23-17. Now, back in the Big 12, you have the Oklahoma Sooners traveling to Fort Worth, Texas to take on the 21st-ranked TCU Horned Frogs. And for Oklahoma, they were off last week, and they need to get back on track as they went 1-2 in the preseason with bad losses to Houston and Ohio State. Now, Baker Mayfield has to be the guy for Oklahoma, and they need a healthy Samaje Perine at running back to kind of balance things out, because this TCU team can score points, led by quarterback Kenny Hill. TCU also knows how to get after opponents, as they have 14 team sacks defensively this year. But I think Oklahoma is just a desperate team right now, and I think that bye week really helped them. And I'm going to take the Sooners on the road by the score of 37-34. And finally, Saturday night, you have the 3rd-ranked Louisville Cardinals traveling to Clemson to take on the 5th-ranked Tigers. And Louisville has really shot up the ranks very quick. They made a big-time statement in their victory over Florida State, and they are looking to do it again, this time against the national champion runner-up from last season in Clemson. Now, all of the talk in this game is going to be about the quarterbacks. Of course, Lamar Jackson for Louisville and Deshaun Watson, and I guarantee you the winner of this game is going to be the favorite to probably win the Heisman Trophy this year. This Clemson defense has to find a way to contain Lamar Jackson and frustrate him and keep him in that pocket. It's very easier than said than done due to the fact that he is a dynamic playmaker. Louisville has 15 team sacks of their own, and they are going to have to put some pressure on Deshaun Watson. But I look at this Clemson defense, 13 team sacks and 17 picks so far this season, and I think the dynamic of them playing at home could be a difference in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Clemson at home by the score of 38-31. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show this Sunday night on blogtalkradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 4 from the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.